As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Ding. It's a late Saturday night. I'm Dave Dufour and I'm waiting on a pizza. Here to talk about, I don't know, summer stuff, I guess, with my good buddy Joey Devine from the Round Ball Rock, sometimes Handball Rock podcast.
What's no, up, it's Joey? It's Round Ball Rock. I'm not on Handball Rock. That was one episode of our podcast, and I was not on it. So don't tell me I was on it.
So one time.
Just because you hosted, Dave, and you were on it, and you think that... you are an egomaniac. I'm not. There is no Handball Rock podcast. It is one episode of the Roundball Rock podcast.
Well, we'll see. We'll see about that. I don't know.
I would say the most famous thing about Roundball Rock is we once got a review on my podcast that said my laugh was the most annoying thing on iTunes. So that's our claim to fame, not Handball Rock.
That's not bad. So, Joey, you're a Warriors fan, and I need you to catch me up on the Draymond KD thing because I've been on this road trip. I'm finally home. Everyone can hear that I've got some of this congestion. Driving through the desert, and everything is green, apparently has just totally destroyed my
Well, I my didn't tell you about my ways. Summer League drive.
Oh,
so
please,
we saw each other in summer league.
We did.
I also had a summer league driving problem. I got the air conditioning in my car fixed a week before I left because I was like, I'm not driving through the Vegas desert with no air conditioning. I live in Los Angeles. I pull into Thomas and Mac. I drive straight from my house to summer league, and the second I get into the parking lot, my air conditioning fails. And then I had to drive all the way back with no air conditioning. My greatest fear, with the windows open, and I forgot to put sunscreen on my arm. And so my right arm was just like almost, it was like a third degree burn, basically. Just on my right arm. So don't go to the one auto place I took it to on Fountain to get your air conditioning fixed. Especially if you own a 2006 Mini Cooper, which is the car I own.
Well, that was before they took out the good engine, though. So
that's
a good thing. Yeah. Okay, so catch me up on the KD Draymond
thing. Oh, Kevin Durant and Draymond?
I watched the interview, and look, I've also heard the Draymond Bob Myers interview. This seems to...
Bob Myers and Steve Kerr in a weird position a little bit, right?
Not exactly the same.
I mean, I don't know. I kind of think, I will say, I do think both Kevin Durant and Draymond have a tendency just to say whatever they're feeling at that exact second. So I don't know if if you need to put any stock into this at all. I also think there is... there's definitely a grain of truth there between the two of them, because at the time it felt like the Warriors were, it was like a last ditch effort to like have Kevin Durant stay was to like scold Draymond. Like, and as a fan, I remember being like, no, this is stupid. You can't lose both of them. Kevin Durant is very clearly leaving. Don't also get Draymond mad. But I guess, you know, what I want to ask you about this, Dave. So a big part of this Durant Draymond question is like conversation is Draymond laughing in Bob Myers' face when they suspend him. And I wanted to ask you, what is the most trouble you've ever been in at work? Not this job, obviously, because you're a genius who's like, you're a podcasting genius or whatever.
I wouldn't go that far. I get the work done. I show up on time. You know, I'm a rule follower, actually. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to say like overachiever because I think that's such a dumb word, but I like to do think like I like to check boxes if they're assigned to me mm-hmm. to check.
Sure.
I will say I have quit some jobs in epic fashion. Mm-hmm. Like I once showed up to a job in swim trunks to quit because I was just going straight to the beach.
That's
right before
cool.
my shift.
I'm less of a quitter and I was less of a quitter and more of a ghoster when I was in those type of jobs when I was a teen, you know?
Yeah.
Just like never show up again.
Right.
Well, and listen, I did that once on the 4th of July. No,
if
I've never
fired
been fired.
You, they would ghost you, right? If they fired you. Yeah. So I, you know, you don't owe them anything.
I once
maybe a phone call.
I once was working in a restaurant and they tried to make me work on the 4th of July. And I told them I couldn't work on the 4th of July and they scheduled me anyway. And I was like, I'm not showing up. And they were like, haha, okay. And then I didn't show up. And then 8 hours later, I was having a barbecue on my front lawn and my boss drove by and gave me the middle finger.
Is that the most trouble you've been in at work?
No. Oh, God,
okay.
No.
What is yours?
I was suspended from the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company multiple times for not shaving. because
when it was the Yankees.
Basically, yeah. No, but like, look, when you're a stand-up comedian in your early 20s, you're not also getting up on time to shave every day. And they had a weird policy where you could have a beard, but not stubble. Like, you couldn't be in the course of growing a beard. You had to either be clean-shaven or have a beard. And,
okay, so you got to grow that beard on your time, not on
exactly,
company time.
Yeah, this is, not on like, Tillman Fertitta's time.
Sorry, I gotta take 2 weeks of vacation that I don't have, so I can grow this beard in. Yeah.
So basically, I was the Draymond Green of the Bubba Gum Shrimp Company.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So then you can relate to this scenario. So, yeah, yeah. Okay, so you hear the story that they tell, and they say we felt like it was handled poorly, but mm-hmm. in an earlier interview, of course. Draymond didn't feel that way, but you know his boss.
It felt
or,
like
is
he
it his boss?
Felt that
I don't
way
know.
Still in
Maybe.
That interview, yeah.
But it certainly seems like the relationship between Draymond and the Warriors
is weird now.
It is weird, right?
This like, seems like it would have made it weird.
Like he was basically operating as a scout, right? Like he was helping him with the draft. I mean,
yeah.
You were telling me what Bob Myers said. He texted him the picks.
Yeah, he texted him Kuminga and Moody, according to Bob Myers. I wasn't there. I'm just Almost a guy sure. who lives in Los right, Angeles. Right. But I was in Japan, actually, at the Olympics. Yeah. I was in Draymond's room, hiding under the bed.
You were on the handball team, actually.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I wasn't on handball.
The
Rock,
French handball team.
The episode of our podcast that you were on. but he was, like Draymond has essentially been part of the front office and the coaching staff the last 2 years, and he just kind of lit them both on fire. And I don't know. I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot comedy writer. I don't think I could like, I think it would make it weird if, I had a job and then still had that job and then went on like, my podcast and like crapped all over the showrunner and the network president and then showed up back to work expecting things to be normal. Right.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's just human nature. I mean, it does sort of seem like Bob Myers is kind of a saint Like, he's sort of a martyr where he's like, I once heard an interview with him where he was like, I work for the players. And it's like, no, you don't. You're the team president. He was like, I work for the players and the fans. But, like, I just don't understand, like, what's that phone call like, Dave?
To Draymond?
Yeah, with Draymond and Bob Myers after Bob Myers sees this, where he's like, yeah, they're the reason Kevin Durant left, right. Which is also, we should say, it's a little bit of rewriting history because it was very obvious Kevin Durant wasn't coming back by that point, which is sort of what the fight was about.
Right, and Draymond even says that in the interview, and KD doesn't really, you know, he doesn't dispute it, and it seems like that fight was like, okay, this is the straw that's broken the camel's back here, and we can't come back from this, in particular because he felt like it was mishandled, or handled in a weird way, which
It was handled in a very weird way.
And I thought what KD said in the interview and what Draymond said was absolutely the way you have to handle it. I mean, this is sports, well, man. Guys fight all the time.
I will say I do think they are agreeing but actually secretly disagreeing, because if you listen to it, Kevin Durant is saying, yeah, I wanted the team to get together and say, Draymond, you screwed up. You're not allowed to yell at me. And Draymond is saying, like, yeah, I wanted to yell at you some more in the locker room with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson standing behind me. Like, that to me is the actual miscommunication happening in the conversation between the two of them.
And KD even brings up when Scottie Pippen doesn't go into the game.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's why
everyone in the locker room yells at Scottie Pippen. Fucked up.
Yeah.
He thinks they're going to yell at Draymond.
Yes, but really, yes. Everyone was on Draymond's side. They just weren't saying it. I will say, too, I remember when that happened, Steph Curry was hurt and not at the game. I do think if Steph Curry was there.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Things might have not happened the way it did because those guys kind of act differently around Steph Curry because he's like a pious wife guy or whatever, but
he's a soothing presence, right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
I mean, you know, he's always at a 5 or a 6.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so it's hard to get
even when he was like
even get up to a 9.
Even when he was like yelling at people this year, it was like it's like a 4. You know what I mean?
Dude, the most intense he ever was at Davidson.
Yeah.
Because it was like all he had was, I don't know, he was 145 pounds if he was wearing combat boots. And,
well, he looked like a fetus then. Intensity. But yeah.
Yeah.
A three-point shooting fetus.
So I guess, I mean, look, we don't have any reporting on this between us. Because neither of us are reporters.
I have never had reporting on anything.
Yeah, I just
Dave, have you ever had reporting on something?
Only on the NBA schedule.
That's that happened this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I just.
Is there anything you want to say about the schedule? Christmas
game
looks
start
fun.
On October 20th. Does it? I don't know. I didn't look at it.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. I'm sure.
Brooklyn Milwaukee opening night is going to be fun because the two best players in the league on opening night, that's something. That's a pretty big deal.
I do unless... think the league thinks Klay Thompson is coming back earlier than the Warriors are due because of how many national TV games they gave them.
Christmas? Well, but Steph Curry is, I mean, you want to get Steph Curry on TV, right?
I'm just saying, but... I think it might be a little rough before Klay comes back. Let's just, I'm just saying. I loved Jonathan Kuminga and Moses Moody at Summer League, but... they're really asking a lot out of Jordan Poole.
That's a lot of star power.
And 40-year-old Andre Iguodala.
All right, back to Draymond. Okay, so what does this make you think? Like, because obviously everyone would love to have Draymond Green on their team. You know,
if you, would if they you though?
Well, I think if you're a guy like that away, a connector on offense and one of the greatest defensive players of all time. And, I mean, he looked pretty good.
I mean, I love Draymond Green. He's one of my favorite players. I have a fat head of him sitting behind me right now. But I don't know. It seems like they're kind of having trouble trading Ben Simmons, and he's 25-year-old Draymond Green at this point. Like,
yeah.
I think Draymond
I have
means,
a theory on that. I think that
let's hear it, Dave.
If I'm Daryl Morey, I'd like to run it back because – I think
well, if you're Daryl Morey, first off, what musical soundtrack are you listening to while you're trying to run it back?
Well, I think Ragtime, because I like the old musicals, loves right? Ragtime, we decided that.
Yeah, we did talk about that at Summer League.
But I think
Into the Woods for me. Right. Anyway, keep going.
I think that, you know, if you look at what they had happening, and everyone's going to make fun of me for this, but Danny Green gets hurt. Right at the same time. And remember, hold on. No, wait. Danny Green gets hurt, and it's too much for them to bear because Embiid is diminished. And all of a sudden, every other wart is just that much bigger because you don't have that kind of that guy that's going to space the floor in the corner and reliably take the shot, play his solid team defense and all this other stuff. Everyone's going next man up, and they didn't have the depth for that, clearly. But I think that if they run it back, they probably would at least like to take a look at it. So I'm not convinced that they're just dying to trade Ben Simmons. I mean, guy's a good basketball player. Those are hard to find.
Look, if I were like, there are a lot of teams where I would for sure trade my current best player for Ben Simmons. But I am, again, just an idiot comedy writer who has a basketball podcast that talks about like, does Jeff Van Gundy have a butt tattoo or whatever?
I don't know what that Twitter quiz was that you guys went through, but it was hilarious. I died laughing during that whole thing. Is Draymond gonna get traded? Do you think?
No,
I don't think so either.
No, like Draymond and Steph are actually the pair. Like Draymond doesn't get traded until Steph tells them to trade Draymond.
Yeah.
They're like too good of a combination. And like it's funny for all the crap Draymond talks, you never hear him say a bad word about Steph. Like even if Steph made a mistake, like Draymond knows where his bread is buttered. So I don't know. Like, I think that's the pair. I don't think they'd trade Klay Thompson either, but like, I kind of think Klay would go before Draymond. Well, maybe not after the injuries, but, you know, all things were equal.
Which one of them winds up on the Wizards first?
Well, you know, the Wizards had a long history of just still, as a longtime Golden State Warriors fan, the most frustrating thing in the world was in the early 2000s when the Wizards would just sign cast off Golden State Warriors and then make the seventh seed every year because the East was so much easier than the West. So it'd be like Gilbert Arenas, Larry Hughes, Antoine Jameson. It was like, that's literally our core. And they had Caron Butler, who is just Jason Richardson. Like, how frustrating is this? Meanwhile, I got to watch Mike Dunleavy and Troy Murphy get out of here.
I mean, it started with Chris Webber.
Yeah, well, but that was... Look.
Are you old enough for that?
I am. I mean, okay. I was really young, but, like, that is, like, one of the most... Speaking of, like, dysfunction, seeing as we're talking about dysfunction here within Golden State Warriors teams... The fact that Chris Webber said fire Don Nelson or I leave after his rookie season. And they didn't fire Don Nelson and traded Chris Webber. And then a year later, they fired Don Nelson is like the most insane thing. Like, yeah, if you pick one, you got to stick with him.
It's so perfect, though.
And they should have picked, of course, Don Nelson, my basketball saint.
Hope you're
having fun in Maui, smoking doing a gravity bong for me, Uncle Donnie.
Do you have anything you want to plug? I never ask this question to anybody, but I'm going to ask you.
Yeah, Round Ball Rock, my podcast. We had Katie Heindel on last week to talk about Summer League and a Twitter poll Stan Van Gundy did, which sounds boring, but I think it was really good. And then the week before that, we had Handball Rock with Dave Dufour. And my,
heard it was great.
Yeah.
Heard it was great.
And then coming this week, we have an episode that is half who was the worst billionaire owner in the NBA this year with Matt Chrisman from Chapo Trap House. And the other half is entirely about the Lopez twins' new manga.
That is quite a half and half. Don't forget, everyone, you can follow him on Twitter at Frankie Muniz.
Yeah. Oh, where, do you want me to pull one of those up? Hold on.
Oh, where on August 12th he said, right and correctly, In-N-Out is beyond overrated. You have to say I agree with you there as a guy who's not into In-N-Out at all.
I mean, fair. That's not my favorite Frankie Muniz tweet. Do you want to hear my favorite Frankie Muniz tweet? Hold on. What's I'm pulling one? It up right now. I mean, there's so many good ones, but I think my favorite one is, hold on, where? Okay. On 3/21/14, I tweeted, because I'm Frankie Muniz in this situation, think I broke my toe while black light scorpion hunting in my backyard, all caps. Do not kick a brick wall, even if a scorpion is on it attacking you.
That's going to do it for the show, folks. Thank you, Joey, for hanging out and thanks talking about Katie and Draymond. I'm going to do this myself, I think, Joey. You know how we sign off on this show?
I do not. I can't
ding,
remember.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding.